This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host to the lesser heard side of rock, one consisting of album cuts and B-sides, along with a healthy dose of rock and roll vinyl history, and at times some not so subtle commentary, from the blues of the 30s to today's new releases and everything in between. We have a lot to do, so let's get started.
Somebody
first ELO album to get into the top 10, at least in the States, was 1975's Face the Music, begetting three singles, two of which were very successful. The album was also the first featuring new band member Kelly Grocott. His vocals on this week's leadoff cut, Poker, marked the first time Jeff Lynne didn't sing lead. Speaking of first-time vocalists, Fastway's David King, 19 at the time, was chosen to front the supergroup Fastway, featuring ex-members of Motorhead, UFO, and Humble Pie. Far, Far From Home was only included in the first pressings of their self-titled release as a promotional single, shrink-wrapped to the back of the album. Going north of the border, their Toronto band Moxie and their first single, Can't You See I'm a Star, originally found on the local Yorkville label, was reissued on Polydor. Clapton's Blues Power by Queen of the Blues, Coco Taylor. Spotted by Willie Dixon in Chicago, she signed with Chess Records subsidiary Checker in 1965. Otis Blackwell's All Shook Up, writer's credit shamelessly appropriated by Elvis, by Paul McCartney, from his 1999 Run Devil Run album.
Thank you. You're listening to The Vinyl Garage.
Never knew how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever.
You give me fever.
When you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight.
You give me fever.
Fever. In the morning. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, 'cause I know you're gonna treat me right. You give me fever. Shine on.
That night, cutie called a cab.
Baby, don't do it.
She left her east side room so drab.
Baby, don't do it.
She went out on the town. No one ever make her love a frown. Someone's gonna make you pay your fare. The cab was racing through the night.
Baby, don't do it.
His eyes in the mirror keeping cutie in sight.
Baby, don't do it.
When he saw cutie, it gave him a thrill. Don't you know, baby, curves can kill.
Death cab for cutie. Death cab for cutie.
Someone's gonna make you pay your fare. Cutie, don't you play with fate. Don't leave your lover alone. If you go out of the state, his heart will turn to stone. Slipping, sliding down a highway 31.
Baby, don't do it.
The traffic lights change from green to red. They try to solve, but they both wound up dead.
Death cab for cutie. Death cab for cutie.
Someone's someone's gonna make you pay your fare. Someone's gonna make you pay your fare.
Someone's gonna make
you pay your fare. Someone's gonna make you pay your
block. Roy Khan, one for all, Tuscanini, Dacron, Din, Din, Boo.
Asia's third studio LP and the last to include vocalist John Wetton proved to be the beginning of the musical chairs of the band's lineup and the last to have a single that charted. Go. Boston alumni Brad Delp and Barry Goudreau's side project RTZ and When You Love Someone, the leadoff track to the Lost album. The band's name comes from the recording studio practice of putting the sliders, knobs on the recording console back to zero, or return to zero when you're finished. Something your mom would tell you to do. Rick Derringer and the McCoys and Fever, their second single after Hang On Sloopy from 1965. For any Beatle fan that's familiar with the Magical Mystery Tour movie, the scene in the cabaret, the band is the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, and the song is Death Cab for Cutie, also the namesake of the 90s alternative band from Washington State. And the next cut you either like or not, Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire from 1989's Stormfront LP. Lucky you, I happen to like it.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're way out of top now since you left me. You're always laughing way down at
never tried, erased the parts you didn't like. Let's try to fill it in. Bank the quarry, river swim. We need skin in you and me. We need skin that river red. This is where we walk. This is where we swam. Take a picture here. Take a souvenir. This land is the land of ours. This river runs red over it. We need skin in you and me. We need skin that river red. Gathered up our friends. Bank the quarry, river swim. Take a picture here. Take a souvenir.
Oh yeah.
Take a picture here. Take a souvenir. This land is the land of ours. This river runs red over it. We are not your allies. We cannot defend. This is where they walk. This is where they swam. Take a picture here. Take a souvenir.
Long-running British punk band The Stranglers' influences were the pre-punk garage bands found on both sides of the pond. So their cover of Question Mark and the Mysterians' 96 Tears is understandable. But what is surprising is that it actually charted top 20 in the UK in 1990 from their 10 LP from that same year. Back to the UK and the band Wizard, the result of the split between Roy Wood and Jeff Lynne from The Move. Lynne would form ELO and Roy, the aforementioned. Wizard's second number one in England was Angel Fingers. Backing vocals by Britpunks, the Bleach Boys. Back to the States, Athens, Georgia to be exact, and the town's favorite sons, R.E.M. with their homage to the flammable Cuyahoga from 1986's Life's Rich Pageant LP. Closing this week's festivities, the Grand Funk Railroad and Shining On from an LP of the same name, and that was from 1974. We are Thanks for spending a perfectly good hour of your life here in the Vinyl Garage. Keep in touch with the show at facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show or directly via email at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening.
Keep it shining.